This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
How to from bbclearningenglish.com. Everyday English for everyday situations.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson. In this how-to, I'm going to be looking at how to give instructions. Now, we have looked at this topic before in the programme How to Describe a Process. In that programme, we saw that the imperative was the standard verb form to use and that linking words such as then and were important when describing the sequence of instructions. So, a basic series of instructions could be given as do this, then do that, then do something else, for example. Today, we're going to focus on some more words and phrases which help to link different instructions together. To demonstrate this, we're going back into the kitchen. On our Learning English staff blog, our colleague Carrie wrote the recipe for scones, very tasty traditional British small cakes. Carrie's here with me now, and she's going to read her recipe for us. The recipe is a series of instructions, each with an imperative verb. Before the imperative verb, there is a linking word or expression. Listen out for the different linking words and expressions, and to help you, you'll hear this sound before each one.
To begin with, preheat the oven to 220 degrees centigrade. While the oven's heating, prepare the scones. Put the flour and butter in a bowl and use your fingertips to rub in the butter so that the mixture looks like breadcrumbs. When this is done, stir in the sugar and salt. Next, use a knife to mix in the milk a little bit at a time. When it's all mixed in, use your hands to knead everything together into a soft dough. After this, put the dough onto a floured surface and use a rolling pin to roll the dough. The dough needs to be about 2 centimetres thick. Once you've done this, use a round cutter to cut out circles and put them on a greased baking sheet. Then put them in the oven and bake for 12 to 15 minutes. Finally, when they're golden brown, take the scones off the baking sheet and leave them to cool, or eat them straight away with butter and jam or clotted cream.
You're listening to How To from bbclearningenglish.com.
Thanks, Carrie. Sounds delicious. Now, let's listen to some of this again and pick out the different linking expressions. How does she start?
To begin with, preheat the oven to 220 degrees centigrade.
To begin with. To begin with. The next instruction is for doing something that should be done at the same time as the first stage in the process.
While the oven's heating, prepare the scones.
While the oven's heating. While something is happening, do something else. In this case, prepare the scones. This is a useful structure to know because sometimes it is possible for more than one thing to be happening at the same time. Compare this with the next expression I'm going to pick out.
When this is done, stir in the sugar and salt.
When this is done. In this case, you have to complete the previous stage before continuing. When this is done. This is a passive structure, but you could also say, when you have done this. The same idea is expressed later in two more ways.
After this, put the dough onto a floured surface. Once you've done this, use a round cutter to cut out circles.
After this, and once you've done this. Two more ways of linking a sequence of instructions together. And to finish the process, the following expression indicates the last stage, but it also gives a condition to be satisfied before the final stage should be carried out.
Finally, when they're golden brown, take the scones off the baking sheet and leave them to cool, or eat them straight away with butter and jam or clotted cream.
Finally, when they are golden brown. Finally means it's the last thing to do. But when they are golden brown is the condition that needs to be satisfied before that final stage is done.
Finally, when they're golden brown, take the scones off the baking sheet and leave them to cool, or eat them straight away with butter and jam or clotted cream.
Well, that's the end of the recipe and nearly the end of the programme. Before we go, though, a quick recap of the language today. We've looked at different expressions which link a series of instructions together. In each case, the word or expression is followed by an imperative verb. The words and phrases we've highlighted are to begin with, while something is happening, when this is done, after this, once you've done this, and finally. For a reminder of this language, more information on this topic, and also another delicious recipe from Carrie, go to the How To page on the website.
That was How To from bbclearningenglish.com.